In California, voters will have to decide the fate of a complicated and controversial ballot measure in the November election. Proposition 46 aims to tackle painkiller abuse, as well as malpractice caps and mandatory drug and alcohol testing of doctors. The initiative's backers say it's all about patient safety. Doctors have a different take, and they've raised nearly $60 million to try to defeat it. It's the most expensive campaign of the fall election in California. From member station KQED, April Domboski explains the roots of this measure started with a tragic accident more than a decade ago.
Troy and Alana Pack spent the day at their neighborhood Halloween party in Danville, a suburb of San Francisco. 10-year-old Troy went as a baseball player, and 7-year-old Alana was a good witch. In the afternoon, they changed out of their costumes and set out for a walk with their mother. Destination, 31 flavors.
Alana, she liked anything with chocolate. Troy, for sure, bubblegum ice cream. Because he liked counting the bubblegums that he would get.
Their father, Bob Pack, stayed home. His family made it only half a mile away before a driver veered off the road and hit Troy and Alana head on. Pack rushed to the scene.
I remember telling him I love them, hang on, just praying that they could hang on.
Troy and Alana were pronounced dead at the hospital. As details of the accident emerged, Bob Pack's grief turned to anger. Investigators discovered the driver had been abusing prescription narcotics.
And she had gone to numerous doctors saying that she was under different kinds of pain, neck pain, back pain, leg pain, elbow pain. And they, in my view, recklessly wrote prescriptions for her for thousands of pills.
So Pack quit his tech job to become an advocate. Over the last decade, he's evolved into a savvy political player.
I think for me to get through, I needed action. And I needed to take action for justice for Troy and Alana, and also for doing something that I thought maybe I could change to benefit others in the future.
The first thing Prop 46 would do is require doctors to check a database of narcotics prescriptions before prescribing to first-time patients. California would become one of 9 states to do this in an attempt to cut down on drug abuse.
That is the key to preventing doctor shopping.
Many doctors in California like having the database, but they don't like being told what to do. Dr. Richard Thorpe is president of the California Medical Association.
The problem with the current way that the ballot measure is written is it makes it mandatory to have that database checked.
Bob Pack also wants to overhaul the state's medical malpractice laws. He was so upset about the doctor shopping, he wanted to sue the doctors that prescribed drugs to the driver. But no lawyer would take his case.
I set out and actually talked to about 8 lawyers.
They told him a 1975 state law capped the malpractice award he could get for pain and suffering. That meant puny attorney's fees. So no case.
And so the victim gets victimized the second time, not only by the harm or the loss of a loved one, but then they get no accountability or justice through the legal system.
Prop 46 would adjust the cap for inflation from $250,000 to $1.1 million. Doctors don't like this either.
That will encourage additional lawsuits in the system.
That's Dr. Richard Thorpe again of the State Medical Association. He argues more lawsuits will cause malpractice insurance premiums to go up, and that could drive doctors out of California.
You'll start to see it become more difficult to recruit doctors to California, and you'll see doctors in the middle of their career start to look at it and say, maybe I could find a practice someplace else in another state where it would be more financially viable.
But nothing rankles doctors more than the third part of the proposition that would require them to undergo random drug testing. Thorpe says this is nothing more than a political gimmick.
The only reason that was added to this proposition is because it polled well with voters.
But sentiments have shifted. Recent polls show that early support for the measure is now waning. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski in San Francisco.
This story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, KQED, and Kaiser Health News.